You're listening to the Green Lantern Corecast year-end special for the end of the year.
Everybody, this is a special finale episode of 2010 Green Lantern Corecast edition.
Uncensored.
Uncensored baby. And uncut.
Not to be any editing on this, guys. So
uncensored, uncut.
We're all topless here, bitches.
Like Colton's penis.
I'm not wearing pants right now.
Hey, I'm circumcised. That's why.
Like Colton having to talk.
What just happened? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I'm Frankie Mattel, your host. We're also joined today by Brandon, the uncouth, mellow-centric, badass, Kuhan, the ever-present recorder of things, and, you know, blatant, prepulescent, I don't know.
Prepubescent.
Bad guy.
What? Something to do with you being young. Colton, ever there to, like, you know, interrupt somebody's talk?
I just got to say real quick.
Okay. Aside from that, we have Eric, who can pretty much fill up this entire cast with something that he has to bring up.
And I don't have to swallow.
And he doesn't have to swallow at all.
Not anymore.
Not even if you ask me to.
After Brandon, not anymore.
I'm gonna need a napkin.
Now today we're gonna be bringing up basically our favorite moments, our not so favorite moments, our general recap of what happened this year in the Green Lantern mythos. Overall, we were sort of looking forward to 2011. I don't know if we can say we were all that, you know, great with 2010.
A lot of wheel spinning this year. I think the whole year was, if you look back at the storylines, we started in the middle of Blackest Night, and we ended in the middle of New Guardians, which is a sequel to Blackest Night. A lot of wheels just kind of running in a circle, running down.
Yeah, a lot of things are turning. A lot of little groundwork being laid.
Well,
a lot of Jeff John putting the bricks up, you know, building his house.
Keep on coming.
In the middle of a nice sunny beach with all our money.
You American son of the bitch.
So Frank, I want to ask you first. How about we do this? All right. What was your favorite story arc this year? And you can't count the Y story arcs as like Brightest Day or Blackest Night because they're a little too big. Well, I guess you could say Blackest Night if you want, but there was many story arcs within. What was your favorite smaller?
There were 80 issues from Blackest Night, by the way. Just saying.
Well, in all fairness, yeah, I guess because the Parallax story was one part, and then in Green Lantern Corps they had two whole storylines that took place during it, like Red Badge of Courage.
Then again, most of that was last year.
Well, I guess a chunk of it.
So, what was your stuff? Yeah.
What was my stuff? To be honest, I really can't say. I mean, what was my favorite storyline during the year of 2010? I mean, overall, Green Lantern Corps was mainly my strong, like, you know, the strongest part of Green Lantern in general for me. So, Red Badge of Courage. I can literally say Red Badge of Courage.
Yeah,
what was that one?
Courage. Is it Courage?
Rage. The three or four parter or four or five parter.
I thought it was Red Badge of Gayness.
Ooh.
Come on, that's not cool.
It was a South Park episode, guys. Come on.
I don't care about South Park. South Park's the most hateful show ever made. Like, fucking hypocrites on that show. Like, let's make a show, make
Aaron,
a celebrity.
Aaron, come on, let's.
Stay on topic. Stay on topic.
Definitely the best. That was definitely the best Green Lantern story this year, because it took all these different elements of Green Lantern mythos. It had, it really used all the cores in the best way possible, and it had the biggest ending of any Green Lantern story in, like, you know, 30 years. So, you know, with all, everybody teaming up to snipe the Anti-Monitor, I mean, come on, what can you get out of that? And
that was last year.
Technically, that did fall on it last year.
What? We had a... But that was awesome that we had a rainbow dust bullet.
That's great. I saw that belt last year, not in 2010.
Right. I'm pretty sure that that whole storyline, the two of the three.
The very last part of Red Badge of Rage actually like landed in 2010.
Red Badge of Rage. So you're
like the best issue.
No, the last three issues I think of Red Badge of Rage.
There was only two issues.
Red Badge. Red Badge of Rage, Red Dawn, and Black Dawn are pretty much in there.
Then Guy becomes the Rage Guy, and then he's Rage Guy for at least three issues.
Yeah, okay, Guy was Rage Guy for three issues this year.
Yeah, those three issues.
Yeah, so I can see the last part of Red Badge of Rage, I can say one of my favorite parts, my favorite story arc, because I can't really count both of the Alpha Lanterns or the Weapon.
Why can't you count them?
Because they were not that good.
Because he doesn't like
them. Oh, bitch.
Enough with this bitch stuff.
Hey, calm yourself, though. We're
okay, Dick, I'm sorry. Hey. Brandon.
Cop out.
Hi, Eric.
That being
said... No, wait a second, what? What just happened?
Hey, Brandon.
Just a couple of dicks.
Hey, Eric, are you taking up the hosting spot right now?
I'm just flirting with Brandon.
Anyways...
I'm gonna say that Eric has to flirt with Brandon.
Guys, this isn't edited. Please, we're not editing this. Let's just do this.
Okay, Frankie, please, let's move on to
I'm just gonna say that you guys picking those issues is a total cop out. That being said, I pick those issues as well.
All right, so we have Kuhan's favorite story arc of the year.
Adorable.
Brandon, what's your favorite story arc of the year?
Story arc?
Yeah, story arc.
That's hard.
I know, right?
You can't pick the White Power storyline.
Brightest Day.
What part?
Wow.
Blasphemy.
What part of Brightest Day? You must.
No, he likes all the Aquaman stuff, and he keeps forgetting
it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you at least Aquaman was good.
Because I was going to say, Brandon, if you're going to surprise me with left field and throw the Hawks at me.
I'll kill yourself.
Why has that not been followed up yet, by the way?
I was going to give you a hug for what kind of trooper you were.
What happened to the Hawks anyways? They're just going to disappear.
Nobody wants to read that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
They had the best cliffhanger ever with...
No, they didn't.
Everything's coming down!
It was the best cliffhanger because it's never been followed up on since.
The best cliffhanger, which was preceded by the guy who's been killing both of them for centuries, getting totally killed more or less by accident by Shaer. Like, whoops, gotcha! Like, that's the worst thing ever.
Whoops, gotcha!
Colton, what's your best story arc?
I mean, obviously, you love White Power, so you can't say, you know. What was your favorite story arc, Colton?
It's the one where I freaking destroy your skull. Anyways, my favorite story arc would have to be To Be a Rebel, the newest arc in Rebels that just concluded.
No, Colton, what was your favorite story arc?
Actually, that's a legitimate Green Lantern story.
That's actually a legitimate answer, Kuhan. Leave it alone.
It was more Green Lantern than the New Guardians arc has been. It was more Green Lantern than the new Guardians arc has been.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Right.
I think that established pretty firmly that Bran is insane and Colton's not as bad as we thought he was, but yeah.
Woo!
The fact that you don't like the Aquaman stuff in Brightest Day makes you a bitch, by the way.
You know what?
What a bitch!
And second off, no, it just means I know how to read. That's all it is.
I dropped Brightest Day issue 5. I'm not even going to...
Frankie, what was your favorite single issue of the year?
Yeah, that's actually
I think we should save that. Save that.
Single issue? All right, let's save the single issue for now.
Who asked that, though?
All right, let's move on. Let's favorite new Green Lantern that's been introduced? Gary, what's your favorite new Green Lantern that's been introduced?
Well, normally I'd say Gantic because I kind of like the idea of Gantic being a Green Lantern, but I think in general it's been handled so poorly that I have to say, what's her name?
Gorius Karkum.
Gorius Karkum and runner-up the Arkeen, the guy who was introduced with her, because I just like the idea that they took a character like a Scion woman who has a legit standing as a specific kind of character in a DC universe and really took advantage of what she's doing there. I mean, and honestly, who else was really introduced this year besides the 60 or 70 dudes that got completely destroyed by in the Emperor storyline? So, I mean, a bunch of people showed up during Blackest Night, but nobody really knew. So kind of I liked the – my favorite was I don't count any of the Black Lanterns as coming back as Lanterns. Like, that's kind of a cheat. If I did, though, I would definitely say Earth 2 Superman. But, yeah, I'm going to say Gorius.
Huh. Good answer. Kuhan, your favorite new Green Lantern has been introduced.
I don't think I saw any new lanterns. You know what? My favorite new lantern that's introduced is Mon-El.
Oh, crap.
Good answer.
See what I did there.
Good answer.
I almost really forgot about him.
Yeah. I'm going to elaborate by saying I haven't read any other new lanterns that have been introduced.
Gantet? And any of the Green Lantern?
Yeah, Gantet, whatever.
Whatever, Gantet.
Gantet, like, yeah, sure.
This is the comic book world. Whatever, Gantet.
Gantet or Banthet.
Wait, Colton, what's your favorite?
I have to side with Eric because he's right and just. Andrew.
Never wrong. I've never been wrong about a single thing.
But yeah, it was really nice exploring these new rookie lanterns in really an area that we haven't seen before, because for the longest time in Green Lantern, the Vegas sector was just not allowed to have any lanterns there. But now that we've got this chance, we get to explore this like new side of things.
Oh, about like, who like, not... like there's anything that, whatever. No, okay. I'm sorry. Continue.
I will kill you.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I quit. Continue. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're going to wish Blackhand got a hold of your sword.
Hey.
You know what?
What's your favorite?
I'm trying to apologize, be a nice guy here. You're just being a total mean person.
Anyways, like I was saying, it was just nice to have a chance to explore this area and these new lanterns because, let's be honest, there wasn't much else.
I explored your mom's area last night.
I'm
still fucking you for
Brandon.
That one.
You talking about his yard?
Brandon! Your favorite.
Yes.
Your favorite recently introduced Green Lantern.
Oh, you know, I'm going to change my answer to Vance Legs. That's my favorite new Green Lantern.
Who knows Vance Legs?
Bath? You mean Bath Sarn?
No, I know what I'm talking about.
Bath Legs?
Did I just ever wrong? So from now on, his name is Vance.
I'm never wrong.
You're welcome, comic book world.
Never incorrect here, people.
I'm sorry, Brandon, you were saying something that was probably really not interesting.
Yeah, I was. my favorite new Green Lantern is someone I can't remember their name. But favorite
right there. Love him so much, I can't remember his name.
There weren't that many
this
year.
Describe them. Wonder Woman. There was a Green Lantern and Wonder Woman.
Oh, that one.
That wasn't this year, though. That was, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was Wonder Woman 42, and it definitely came out this year. Suck it.
Dude, I first saw that was in, like, 2003.
Yeah, I think it was 2009.
Nope, Wonder Woman 42 came out this year. Suck it.
Let's give it to whatever. Take it. I don't care.
You better take it.
Whatever. So, yeah.
Enjoy it.
All right.
It actually smells really funny. So you want to wash that or whatever you do over there. Some iodine on it. Frankie, what about you? You didn't say yours.
Yeah. Favorite new Green Lantern introduced this year. I know it's hard to say. There haven't really been that many ones. I mean, all the good ones were introduced like in 06. And, I got one. Because, you know, all the good ones have been taken. Mon-El, damn it. Mon-El. I'll say that bubble Green Lantern that was abducted and revolted the Alpha Lanterns and was taken and then turned into an Alpha Lantern midway through. That guy.
Bubble Lantern?
Yeah, he had like a bubble on his head. I don't know.
Bubble Lantern.
What did you think of Mono becoming leader of the Legion?
So obvious. I wish they would have picked somebody that was a little more like, you know, a ray gun or something.
Fans picked it. I picked the black guy. I voted.
I picked the black guy.
I think I picked the black guy or the remote control. I can't remember where.
I picked the only black guy in the future.
I picked the skunk-haired guy and the Quinjet.
I think I picked the couch. I'm not really sure if I counted.
I voted for Jason Todd to die. What?
Well, let's move on because now we're getting off topic.
How about favorite characters? Frankie, do you have a favorite character overall this year?
Kyle Rayner. As much as he got shitted on. As much as he got shitted on this year in Revolt of the Green Lanterns, the Alpha Lanterns, Revolt of the Alpha Lanterns, the Weaponer, as much as he got shitted on this year alone, he's still, by far, my favorite Green Lantern for the last parts of Blackest Night. Coming in, going out like a champ, coming back. Game plan, all the other Green Lanterns coming up to him, oh man, Kyle, you died, you came back, you're like, we're awesome that you're back, man, it's like, you know, it's fantastic stuff.
Oh, sweet, can we blow you, please?
Yeah, okay, if you want.
Exactly right, so, you know what, Kyle Rayner is still my all-time MVP for me.
All right,
how about you, Eric? Who's your all-time MVP character?
You know, I guess I really am tempted to say Kyle, because I'm such a Kyle fanboy, and he really did have a lot of strong moments this year. But I guess, you know, you want to say, well, who was the best character this year and got the most going on in terms of characters this year? I want to give it to Guy, though I'm going to give it to Kilowog because I really like with him this year. But I don't know. It's either Guy or Kilowog because I just think that the one or two things they did with Kilowog this year were really great. They just only did one or two things with him this year.
I don't feel like much happened with Guy at all. This year.
Well, Guy got his own series, and I think he got a lot of...
He didn't
his own series that just got its second issue recently.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, not issue, but yeah, I think...
no, it's its second issue.
I think it's, yeah, right? I think it's, I don't know, I think a lot of, you know, maybe this is what it was. I'll say Kilowog. I feel like a lot of the characters didn't get a lot of development this year. I mean, I kind of my standby is Kyle, because he did have a lot of really good moments in the beginning of the year, but he didn't do much besides get, you know, toilets flushed on his face the last half of the year, so I'll say Kilowog.
I was trained by Batman!
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Yeah, let's move on from the cult, and what's your favorite best Green Lantern MVP right now?
Oh, that was a hard choice to make because on one side you had Green Lantern,
you know,
where nothing happened.
It's not even Green Lantern. It's best character, right?
It's not even best
Green Lantern. You
know, what I was trying to just say was out of the
featured
books.
In a Green Lantern comic, obviously.
Exactly.
Sure.
The books I was trying to say is when I tried to go through a Green Lantern, you know, thinking like, oh, we're better to get a good character than Green Lantern. Nothing happened to anyone there. Then I go to Emerald Warriors.
Nothing happened at all.
Exactly.
Nothing at all.
I think they did.
Sexy Flanders.
For the first time in like 20 years.
And Kyle hasn't exactly had his best showing in the recent issue or two. So I have to go through a tried and true favorite, Vril Dox, the best character ever.
Oh, stop
It's the one note character who's done nothing but for the past like 4 years, for the past 25 years, but be the same character. But good luck with that.
He is the best. He's the best. Most awesome.
You know, I have to say mine now. Yeah, best character featuring a Green Lantern book, featuring Batman.
Yeah.
No.
I was gonna do that.
I have to beat it out before Kuhan. All right, your best character in the group featuring the Green Lantern issue.
Like Colton said, not much happened at all this year. But the little gems, the things that made my day throughout this year in Green Lantern comics were the buddy cops of Sinestro and Atrocitus. Sinestro more so than Atrocitus. As much as it was annoying that he beat up on Kyle Rayner and when he clearly shouldn't have. I think my character of the year is probably, you know, post Blackest Night, White Power, all that stuff. I think Sinestro is my favorite character because at least he's been consistent.
Are you sure?
Consistently Hitler?
Yeah, he's a consistent a-hole, just going around like, I am friends for some reason.
So he's the best character of the year for you because he's had no character development whatsoever, you're saying.
Okay, listen. All other character development this year has been completely negative character development. So, yes, if there's no character development in a character who wasn't terrible, yes, I'm going to give it to him. Because character development via Geoff Johns isn't necessarily the best thing.
How about Brandon? What about you? Don't say Aquaman.
I wasn't, actually.
Brandon, you can say Aquaman if you wanted to. Right?
Don't say Kara either.
He was going to say Aqualad.
Who is Kara?
Mara.
Mara, not Supergirl.
Oh, by the way, my best new character was Kokari. That was her name.
Who?
Yeah, she was the Amazon.
Oh, her.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did Tim Drake show up?
What am I choosing now?
Best character.
Green Lantern-centric character?
Best character. Green
Lantern. Carol Ferris, easily.
Carol Ferris?
Yeah,
what?
Easily.
Yep. I guess. I mean, I don't know, really. I guess she didn't do this much here. I want to say
wait, I mean, she didn't do much except, like, rub her leg of some, you know, rapist's crotch.
Can I vote to that kid who was stalking the chick?
Got felt up by Carol Ferris? All right.
Later. I'll get to my reasoning later.
No, get to your reasoning now. Go!
Now! It ties in with another category. We'll talk about it later.
Well, that is a weird thing to do every time we ask. Say we'll talk about it later.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to
best cover.
Yeah, best cover. Best cover. Eric, what's your best cover?
Best cover for me. You know, it's funny because I definitely thought about this. Don't want to make it seem like I didn't think about this. I think the best cover for me, honestly.
Wait. Now, are we doing best Green Lantern centric cover or best Green Lantern covers?
Best Green Lantern covers during
Green Lantern Core, Green Lantern, Emerald Warriors, and Brightest Day. Any cover can count.
Yeah.
Woo! If Brightest Day counts, then other titles should count.
I don't feel like Brightest Day should count unless the cover.
It's not Brightest Day, so.
So what? Other covers. All right. Since 2000, for all of 2010, any Green Lantern centric cover that has to do with a Green Lantern being present on it or whatnot can be your answer for the best cover category. So,
cool.
Okay, so back to Eric. Eric, what is your best cover?
It's going to seem like a strange one, but I really like Green Lantern number 56, which is the cover where Hal is stuck in the mouth of Hector Hammond. I think it's really gross, but I don't know. Out of all the covers I've seen,
I agree with you there.
I kind of like it.
I was bordering on that being my favorite cover.
And I think the only other one I like close to it was Green Lantern Core number 47, which is the last issue that Tomasi and Gleason worked on, just because it's a really nice clean image, and they finally got Kyle's hair right for once. and a lot of the Gleason covers are just not really colored well, and I wish I can get into those, but they're just not really colored well. So that's
it harkens back to the beginning with. And it was just like three.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to. It's obviously like the recharge cover, yeah. So it's cool. I like it a lot. It's probably the best cover that Gleason did all year because it was colored the best. I just happen to think that the Hector Hammond cover is a stronger cover.
I could not disagree more, but.
if you disagree, what is your favorite cover?
I'm gonna have to give an honorable mention to the Green Lantern 60 variant. With the throwback Hal Jordan Sinestro thing.
Frank Quietly,
That was fantastic. But my favorite cover that I own is Green Lantern Core 54. The Sinestro versus Rayner cover. Admittedly, the issue inside wasn't very good, but wouldn't you want to read that story that this is supposed to be? Which is, you
the
know,
Chain Natsu.
Yeah, Chain Natsu, Sinestro and Rayner actually, you know, Kyle actually fighting.
It looks like a really photoshopped cover to me. It feels like six drawings thrown together. It looks like a preview. It looks like somebody's like fan cover that they did. You know, like they threw together some wallpaper that you accidentally download as an app because you think it's a much more interesting app, but it turns out it's just a bunch of photoshopped wallpapers.
Where is your positivity?
Nowhere near this issue, by the way.
No. Okay. Yeah. No. To be fair, the inside of the issue was not good at all. But
Kyle looks fat. His arms are short.
I like the I don't know that anyway. That's probably I made one I guess I had to give it to 60 instead of this one. This is my honorable mention. 60 is my cover of the year. 60 variant, by the way, not the quietly variant. Obviously.
All right. Colton?
If there's one issue, it just barely makes the cut. I like Green Lantern 50's cover with a Parallax Hal on the battery.
Oh, yeah, such a generic cover, though.
Stop sucking.
What's your reasoning? Because I saw that cover and I definitely thought it was very generic, but what's your reasoning?
Stop sucking.
I can just leave. It's okay.
Okay, bye.
You said Green Lantern or Green Lantern Corps?
You said Green Lantern. The one where it's just a picture of Hal in the Parallax outfit of putting his fist on the battery.
I don't know. There was just something about it when I first saw the issue that drew it to me. It's kind of like it didn't turn out all as well as I'd hoped in the issue, but this just kind of gave this ominous feeling of this is going to be something awesome because this cover just drew me in like that. Parallax is coming back into Hal. This could be something that's cool. It could be. It wasn't, but it could have been. It got my hopes up.
Like,
that's why.
Like 54 did for the rest of us.
How about you?
Yeah, Wes, what is your...
It got my hopes up.
Yeah, we had a whole discussion about that cover.
Crushed me.
I have two covers. I wanted to stay within the guidelines, but you changed them at the last second. But
okay.
Outside of the Green Lantern comic, Green Lantern Century Comics, Wonder Woman 42 by Nicola Scott. Great, great cover featuring Wonder Woman and two generic new Green Lanterns with the giant GL symbol in the background. Looks great. But inside the GL comics, GLC 44 with Red Lantern Guy Gardner spewing up blood everywhere and a drowning Kyle Rayner.
Drowning Kyle Rayner, yeah, that's a good one, too.
That was a really good one.
Gotta love that drowning Kyle Rayner.
I just don't like the coloring on that, but it's a really good cover.
No, I think the coloring on Kyle is pretty nice with the GL symbols everywhere. That looks nice. The red isn't so vibrant, though.
Yeah.
But it's still a very good cover.
All right, so what's the last one? Favorite moment?
Well, I actually haven't said anything, so.
What was your favorite cover, Frankie?
I thought you said, sorry, I thought you agreed with me.
No, I did. I said I was on the border of
I'm sorry, yeah.
Favorite cover.
That's my bad, yo.
And,
Yo.
I can actually say that my favorite cover was actually going to be the GL variant, the six, GL 60 variant, with the Frank Whiteley artwork. And I can honestly say, it's a good cover. It's a good hark back to, like, you know, to the how long Green Lantern has been going on. You know,
it's just beautiful.
Yeah, I always loved Frank Crowley's work. I always liked Frank Crowley's work, and just seeing that cover was really good. It's a really good, you know, well done. It's better than it was drawn when it was first done. So, but I gotta say, variant Green Lantern 56.
What was that?
That is St. Walker. Oh, Orange Lantern battery.
I did not like that.
Yes, that's
mine.
That's Stanley Art Jim Lau. Yeah, great cover.
That's actually a very good cover. I actually liked it a lot. And the funny thing is, like, if anyone picked up this cover thinking that was going to be in the issue, sadly mistake.
Yeah.
Sadly mistake.
Very little anything remotely like that was happening.
Not even close.
Yeah, we're going to... Favorite moment. We're going to move on to that, as Eric was saying. We're going to move on to the favorite moment in Green Lantern. And again, we can actually, you know... Or, you know, give it a little bit more of a breathing room. So, whatever Green Lantern moment that actually happened outside of Green Lantern book itself is GL-centric that you want to bring up as your favorite moment, go ahead. So,
GLs are in it.
Kuhan, what's your favorite moment?
Oh, wow. I don't know. There are so few to choose from.
Yeah.
Stuff happened, you just don't remember it.
Yeah, I... Come back to me.
Such, like,
all right, we'll come back to you. Brandon, does this relate to anything you wanted to bring up previously?
Yes, it does.
All right, Brandon.
Carol DeGrasse killed it this year. And partly, well, mostly because of two conversations she had with Hal Jordan. One was at the start of the new Guardians arc in the diner and in the brief moment they had together in their planes. I thought those conversations were great. It really showed how Carol acts as a person and how she's finally over the idea of the perfect life with Hal Jordan, and it's been so good reading that dialogue, and it proved, and there's little moments like those that just prove that Johns knows what he's doing. When he wants to write those moments, he kills it. And the moment where she had a conversation with Hal on Zamaron was the exact same feeling, and those are my two best moments of the year. Everything Carol has said to Hal this year has been pretty much spot on with me. You go ahead.
I was going to say, I really enjoyed when Carol made out with some creepy stalker kid.
Is that your favorite moment?
I think that's my favorite moment.
All right, move on.
Wait, who?
Ben. Continue going.
Oh, Commander, continue.
No, I mean, I don't have much else to say. I mean, Carol just really, really shocked me with like how she presented herself to Hal, how she, you know, laid her high heel foot down and took control of the situation. Like, don't you still have a girlfriend? Like, that was perfect. And it's like every time I see her and Hal together, I always think, cowgirl? Like, what's going on with her? But Carol was right there on top of it. And that is why I will never call Geoff Johns a hack, because I know he still has it in him. And you can look at other series like Brightest Day in its moments, and you can look at Flash, and you'll see this guy has talent. He's done it in the past. He's doing it on a regular basis, but he does have it, and he knows what he's doing. He just doesn't want to write that kind of story for Green Lantern.
I will not say Geoff Johns is a hack, but I will say he's an ack.
Okay. Tolman, what's your favorite moment?
There's so many good moments to choose from, except not really. Oh, one moment I have
to...
I
made that joke, dude. Come on.
Quit interrupting me. Anyways, one of my favorite moments was, speaking of the new Lanterns, with our new male Lantern, Atlas, how do you pronounce his name?
Wait, who what now?
Alton Adams. Well, how do you pronounce that?
Alton Adams.
It has an accent mark.
Is it the Rebel guy?
Yeah, the male one. One of my favorite moments is you can see how he has this reaction about Lobo, and they're asking like, "What's wrong with you?" And it's all like, "On my planet, he's a hero or an idol." And then immediately he just goes out and freaking starts a battle with him. This rookie Green Lantern who's never fought a guy quite at this level, he pulls out his balls and just goes out and starts beating on him. That was just awesome.
Wait, with his balls?
Not literally, figuratively.
All right. Eric?
Metaphorically ball beating.
Well, I guess mine's a toss-up and it's hard to figure out. I think the best moment by far for me the year was... it's a toss-up. I like the bit in the two. I think
Vulture.
Vulture.
I'm sorry.
The bit in the end of the in Black Dawn Green Lantern Corps number 46, where Kyle is confronted with the Black Lantern version of Alex, and I think the issue itself has so much momentum that it kind of just barrels on through to like the conclusion and stuff. And I really like the way that that's brought up and the way Kyle deals with it and the way it even happens where he like flies away from the exploding refrigerator and the fact that the refrigerator came and that's like the form Alex takes in the fridge. I think that's a lot of really cool stuff. I'll give it to that. Though I do think that the strongest moment of the year, unequivocally, I'm not actually sure if it was in this year. I don't think it was the, no, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of it was the, I really wanted to say the moment where Kilowog, is fighting Ermi, and then all of the little kids fly when he screams them to come back, but I believe that was the last issue.
Definitely last year.
Yeah, I think the very last issue of last year, I think the same issue that Kyle dies, but yeah, so I definitely see the moment probably at the tail end of Black Knight where Kyle blows up the fridge. I think it's just the whole, like I said, it's really the issue itself is the momentum of that issue was just going. It was really strong, and I think it's dealt with everything really well, and I think it confronted a problem that Kyle had, and it showed legitimate character development for him, so I liked it a lot.
No, I agree
and
with you.
And it's within my, I don't think we said it, but it's within my favorite, I think it's within my favorite. First, it's my favorite. Either that's my favorite single issue of the year, or the issue right after that's the third single issue of the year. The only reason I'll say 46, Green Lantern Corps 46 is my favorite issue, because there's just a lot happening, and 47 is good, it's just kind of schmaltzy. I don't like the whole splash page where guys like, they broke the bar! It's like, oh my god, okay, fine, you drink, I get it, get over it, you know, like, your 90s stereotype, it's not funny, you know, like, but yeah, that's my opinion.
I get you. I understand. I actually like those moments, too. But,
I feel like, I'm sorry, I feel like you were, like, really critical of the Alex thing when we were first reading that.
I remember thinking I really, really liked it. I remember saying how much I loved it. Like, I don't think
I'll check the tape.
Yeah,
please
do.
Was this the same time when Colton said he really loved slavery?
Shut up. No, this was quite before Colton said he doesn't mind slavery.
I'm seriously
not that he doesn't mind, he just thinks it
this
works.
Is not funny anymore.
Alright, so I can say, seeing that it's within this year, yeah, we kept the pretty much Green Lantern and Cedric, didn't we? I would say the moment where Kyle and Guy burst out into the Guardians with Reese and all of them and confronts them for all the ill they pretty much let happen.
The slap, the punch in the face. Yeah.
Their moments are saying that, you know, that, you know, once you take removed heart from the equation, you're just making us a bunch of mindless robots that continue to make the same mistakes. And it sums it all up when the Guardians ask Sal to keep him more in line, and he goes like, "No, screw you guys. If you don't, you know, literally, we are going to start doing things a little bit different in here. And if you guys don't start shaping up, you are going to start having an answer to what the hell you're doing. Because I am not your slave. I am not your robot. Deal with it." And then, bam, leave.
Dance it.
You know what was a good moment? Was Emerald Warriors issues 1-3. That was like 5 minutes, right?
If only.
Did Kuhan get to say his favorite moment?
Yeah, he said it was a crotch grab from
I think it's pretty strong, Frank. I think my biggest problem with that moment is that at least the Guy Gardner being kind of like the Punisher for the past few months, but hopefully that'll turn around pretty soon.
He hasn't killed anybody.
He left that guy to die.
No.
To his own device.
Oh, he left them to die.
You know, the guy he put into space in the backup and the backup and the backup again has probably got severe damage internally for the rest of
the life. Yeah, I don't like that they do that. They did that many times before
feeling to fix them.
Really? All right,
let's move forward. Let's move forward here.
So let's do the fun stuff. The worst. Oh, the pretty MPD, sir, right?
All right. You want to do the fun stuff?
I'm going to create a creative MPD, right?
Let's do Force. I'll start by just saying. I would have tossed it up between Doug Mankey and Monkey, what do we say?
Mankey.
Doug Mankey and Patrick Gleason. I'm going to have to give it to Patrick Gleason because I think Patrick Gleason isn't going to get enough recognition from everybody else. And I think he really did just, like, blow me away with some of this shit. And, like, it was just one of those things where you can see that guy's trying so hard and then he gets some ink and they just ruins it for everybody, you know. And Doug Mankey's been consistently strong, don't get me wrong, and it's still involved more frequently. So you should give it to him, really, but... I'm going to say Patrick Gleason because, you know, I really haven't been blown away by an artist since I was, like, fucking in high school. So, I'm really excited about him.
I give it to Gleason.
Really?
I'm sorry. I give it to Gleason, too. I mean, I love this artwork, like, all the way through.
Gleason is such a good artist.
All the way through. He was powerful in the way of storytelling. Every single line where he was doing a panel layout for the story was consistent. I knew what was going on.
This isn't a Lifetime Achievement Award, guys. This is
MVP.
Three.
A bunch of issues of Brightest Day too. So
I am gonna give it to Randy Mayer. He's the colorist on Green Lantern, at least.
You know, some of the color series is not very good.
Throw down his, you know, his favorite MVP.
Come on, guys. Guys, MVP of the year.
Way to shit all over that, Eric.
I like to shit all over anything Kuhan's got.
You just like to shit all over Kuhan.
I sent him a bunch of shit in the mail once. He did not open it. It was returned to sender, unfortunately.
I agree that he's had his low points at times, but ups and downs. Actually, a lot of the stuff because in some of the more recent issues, there's been multiple colorists, which I have not liked so much. But earlier on, I don't know why, but earlier on it was when it was just Mayer. I thought the colors were strong. So yeah. Yes. Randy Mayer is my MVP.
Randy, I knew you disagree with us. I know you still you don't think our selection should get the vote. Who do you
No, even with the short amount of time that Gleason had, Ivan Reyes had a short time this year, and he's been killing it, like, all year long. Even his rush start in Brightest Day has been good. And while he may not have had the best story to draw in either Brightest Day or the end of Blackest Night, he did a good job telling it. He draws the flash speed like no other, and I think that's a tribute to his colorist, Alex Sinclair, who did a good job on that series. But, yeah, Ivan killed it this year, so props to him and Joe Prado, his personal inker slash manager.
You know, I think I'm gonna change my vote to David Finch. That's right, guys. Total out of nowhere.
How about you, Colton?
Yeah, no, not even fun anymore. Not even fun.
No one believes you.
No one believes you.
Since I personally know that Brandon's going to beat me to death if I suggest Tony Bedard, I'm going to say my old favorite, Doug Monkey.
Monkey.
This is good art.
Monkey.
We pronounced the name like 8 different ways during this episode alone, when he specifically told us how to pronounce it.
Yep.
I was pronouncing it Monkey for the whole time, and I thought I shouldn't call him Pokemon. It'd be just me and joke. It's like, oh, that is how his name's pronounced.
That's
okay.
His name.
But anyways, I really have liked his art on Green Lantern. I think he's done pretty solid job. He's made some characters his own, and well, he's a pretty cool guy to talk to. So yeah.
And he'll beat you up if we don't say it. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I don't like getting beat up.
All right, fun stuff, Eric. We finally hear the fun stuff.
Hey. My forte.
His forte. We're gonna shit on everything.
Worst storyline? I don't think anybody could disagree. Worst. One of your worst.
He's already starting. He's already.
Can I start? Can I say what Arista should do since we're all thinking it?
You can't stop this train.
You can't stop. Bad boys. All right, Colton.
The worst single issue of the year.
Storyline.
Oh.
Get fast.
The worst single issue. The worst single issue and the worst storyline.
Just the storyline.
Emerald Warriors.
Yeah, that was one issue.
Exactly. That whatever the first arc was, that one issue. God, it was so slow. It's not that it's necessarily that it's bad writing. It was so fucking damn tedious and padded.
Anyways.
No arguments here.
Yeah, I'm not.
Anybody
I like the last couple issues, and I'm a fan of Tomasi, so I am disappointed, but yeah.
Alright.
You can't deny it was padded and tedious.
I would like to say the Weaponish storyline, but it's not technically over yet. So I can't say that yet, because maybe somehow it'll come out at the end and be amazing. So I guess
I hate that so much.
I just don't like it. So I guess I'm gonna have to agree with Colton and say the first issue, by which I mean four issues.
Really, that's the worst.
The first the rest of it.
New Guardians.
That was just absolutely mediocre.
New Guardians is one of the worst storylines. Brightest Day is probably worse than New Guardians.
See, yeah, I guess I did drop Brightest Day. So
parts of Brightest Day is worse.
Brad, before you can bring it up, the Hawk team.
See, I didn't wanna.
I'm a little below it right
now.
New Guardians never went anywhere. It still is not going anywhere. It's pointless. It's not thought out. Rambling.
Same thing with me.
Wasn't it supposed to be like a short story arc, though? New Guardians is just overarching.
Well, technically, it was 6 issues, and now they've moved on to different stories, so.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, if you look at the titles of the issues and stuff, like, it's New Guardians.
Well, technically.
I thought it was still New Guardians.
I don't know if Eric wants to change his answer after I say this, but.
Vote for Brandon. Blow our minds!
I think Blackest Night Catwoman was released in January.
Well, I wouldn't. That's not. That would definitely be worst single issue, because we're supposed to do single issue. We haven't really talked about it, but that is definitely the number one.
Single issue is in a set.
No, that's not even the worst single issue. Actually, there's definitely something that's a lot worse that happened this year, and it's called Lorik Tarlok. So Lorik, I also say that really quick. I'll just get right into it. Lorik Tarlok is issue 59 of the Green Lantern. It's the issue where Hal and Barry have a completely incomprehensible conversation on the rooftop,
yep.
where everyone else in the world shows up on that rooftop. It is the single worst comic I've read in 10 years.
So are, we doing worst that's what are you bringing up like worst single issue now?
No, I think I think it's
take my
this is worst moment, right? Worst moment. Right.
Worst moment
is different than that. Worst moment is different.
Really?
We can't do that yet then.
Kind of hard to believe since that entire issue was a
one moment. Yeah.
We're gonna say Brandon.
Go ahead.
One night, una noche.
What's your worst storyline, Brandon?
New Guardians. Yeah.
Yeah, New Guardians.
Even with my favorite moment.
Worst character.
Todd Fable.
No, first I want to get. Hold on. Let's just do worst single issue and worst moment because I'm already there talking about it.
Okay, worst
single issue is definitely Lorik Tarlok. 59. I've screamed about it and yelled about it. Worst issue. Just incomprehensible. Just poor writing, 100% all around the barn. Worst
that
moment.
The actual title?
Yeah, Lorik Tarlok. Worst.
I'm not going to keep rattling them. Yeah, Lorik Tarlok. Lorik Tarlok.
The worst.
Is like, I want people to remember this. I don't know what that is.
Because in the Indigo language, Lorik Tarlok means complete pile of shit ass. Now we know what that means, shit ass. Worst moment, I think, I don't think anybody has any doubt that the worst moment was when Kyle Rayner got his face flushed on with Sinestro's diuretic shit. I think that's the worst moment.
That is my worst moment. I cried myself asleep that night after all that happened.
Not just a fanboy. It's incomprehensible in terms of the story.
That's going to be my worst issue, too, because not even Colton could defend that issue.
Yeah, well, I tried, and I liked it.
Yeah, but you didn't do well in defending it.
Yeah, you didn't do
anything. You didn't do anything to defend it. But
I was scared of driving all my friends away.
Yeah, I hate this guy here.
We were pleading with you to please, like, just please tell us something good about this issue, because you always have something good to say about everything.
I think I honestly just forgot what the issue was at the time.
Shut up.
I have memory problems, so I usually just make shit up when I can't remember.
Worst character.
Crona. How dare Jeff Johns fuck this up?
Whoa. Can I get my worst moment in...
Yeah, worst moment it up, Brandon. Worst moment it up.
Worst moment was not Kyle getting...
Barry Lock.
Brandon, how dare you say that?
Yes, it was.
The worst moment was Barry Allen getting pickpocketed by Larfleeze. That was the worst moment ever.
Can I make that my best moment?
Fanboy.
You can.
Eric, did you just say fanboy?
Yeah, no, it's like part of the reason I hate what happened to Kyle because I'm such a fanboy, but the only reason Brandon doesn't like that scene is because he's such a fanboy for the Flash.
It's like trying to draw attention to his costume. Or where's his pants and all that? Like, don't worry about it. Whatever. Worst single issue.
I thought we were worst character.
No.
Not yet. Yeah, we still haven't done worst single issue and worst moment for Frank.
Probably that one. I don't know. I think Eric said it was.
I think it was
GL 54, something like that.
GL 59.
Tarlok
to Lock.
Lorik Tarlok. Yeah. That.
You know
but wasn't that the same issue where all that. No, that was 60. My bad. Yeah. Worst issue 59. Yeah.
You know what? I can agree with this. I'm going to go with the same thing because honestly, that was the worst issue. Lorik Tarlok.
I think it's actually translated as dog shit eating a booger, I think.
You know what my runner-up for best moment is? The Dexstar origin.
That was a nice moment.
Killed that guy.
I barely understand that. Frank, what's the worst moment for you, though?
Worst moment? Still going to be Kyle getting his ass beat. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. He had his hands up in the air like, no, man, stop.
He was trained by Batman.
Screw that. Worst moment is when he does say Batman and doesn't say Donna Troy.
Yeah, and it makes it seem like Batman's the only reason he even gets a shot in. Like,
end all, be all. The fact that Batman got a same Batman allowed him to get that kidney punch in.
You know, People seem to forget that Kyle Rayner is also, he got in a fist fight with Green Arrow and he won. You fucking asshole. So whatever.
Yeah, if it's a Green Arrow, one, fatality with a V-powered in a freaking sewer tunnel. Or
anyway, also, for when John Stewart beats Kyle Rayner later this year in a fight, I do want to say that Kyle Rayner and John Stewart have fought fair and square, and John got his ass kicked. So whatever, I could still sleep.
Well, this time he's a Marine now.
He was a Marine before. I'm gonna sleep with it under my pillow, and I'll feel better about it when that issue rolls. So, whatever. Worst character?
Yeah, worst character.
Corona.
Eric, worst character.
I don't think anybody could say the only thing worse than Hal Jordan is largely his caricature, but I think Hal Jordan by and of himself just barely existed this year. Barely existed this year. I want to say Sinestro because he's kind of beat to death, I think, as a character, but I'll just say Hal Jordan because I think it's more important to get that out there. Hal Jordan had no character development whatsoever this year.
It allowed many atrocities to occur.
Just things happen around him. The best thing that happened to him this year was that issue Brandon was talking about where he flew around with planes with his ex-girlfriend. I'm like, that's the best thing you do in an entire goddamn year when your movie's coming out. Fuck you, buddy.
His movie's coming out next year, though. So maybe he'll step his game up.
All right, Brandon. This moment.
Worst character?
Worst character, man.
If it's not Luffy, because I just got done saying that I'm not going to judge him based on his transition from Scary Threat to Scooby-Doo. So I'm excluding Luffy. I'm going to say Atrocitus, because like Eric said, he's now unforgivable. And I like the fact that he's supposed to be this big bad beast, and I don't want to see him become this pure-hearted guy. Yeah, I don't want to see this other side of Atrocitus. His name is Atrocitus.
I have the worst card. His daughter. His daughter, worst card they created in the entirety of this year. I'm sorry. Showing up. Daddy, those are jack bugs. Yeah. So they're gonna be like us forever or something? Yeah.
Not even that sense you just said made sense. What she said didn't make any sense. Like they're a family. Like us. Forever? What? Dead. Oh. I would pick her up.
Get up here so I can punch you better. Yeah.
If I was a manager, I would definitely punch
her. No, it should have been forever. Ah, this robot's punching me in the face.
If I was a manager, I definitely would kick that little girl up and fly her into the air so I could punch her better in the face. That's exactly what I would do. I all of a sudden, that three panels just justified the massacre of that entire sector to me.
I love how the sector only revolves around one planet. One planet. Right,
yeah, for the crimes of bad dialogue, this sector is sentenced to death.
Colton. Or Tuhan, who's going
there? Tuhan!
The worst character. Oh my god, there are so many to choose from. I did not like Larf. Oh my god. Saint Walker pissed me off this year.
Do anything
what?
This year.
Because he was just
he prayed for family.
What has he done this year?
He just sat there and like, I will hope.
I think
he's gonna be the best member of the Justice League.
All will be well.
Yeah, he hasn't done dick. He literally can't do dick. So
yeah, no, like even
his powers.
Even since his first appearance, he didn't do much.
I mean, Lockett's design is cool, but yeah, you're right. He's saved hell.
Just doesn't do anything.
What will he do with this league?
Nothing. He's not going to be able to do anything.
Then why is he on the team? Is he a mascot? Is he a costume character to walk around?
Yes.
Colton, what's your worst character?
I'm still pissed off about the whole Corona thing. He doesn't work continuity-wise in there.
How about,
Jackie Johns?
Oh, how about what?
Damn.
Oh, worst favorite. Worst new GL, is that what the next list is?
That's what I wrote.
Worst okay. New Green Lantern.
Okay, I've got to say this one right now. All those crappy Green Lanterns who died that one issue of Emerald Warriors.
Some of them were cool looking, though, and it wasn't really their fault, and they got a really cool moment out of it. Gambit, meanwhile, has literally sat on his ass and thrown up blood for the entire year.
I don't feel so well.
Hey, it's not his fault, it's his time of the year.
Or he got flawed.
Does it suck? like, and Gant is a completely different character than we've ever seen him written before. I mean, this is obviously kind of systemic, but just whatever. Gant that as Green Lantern was a really cool idea that I liked, even though it was completely shoehorned and barely makes any sense and is yet to be justified. But
yeah, you know what? I can agree with that.
Did his best in the first issue to make something of it, but Gant did nothing all year.
I'm still trying to figure out why in all of this he needed to become Green Lantern to actually figure out where these entities are going.
And why isn't he more powerful?
I'm saying, I don't understand
why he isn't actually, on Earth, where he knows they are.
I'm just saying, there was a new character this year who, he was, I think he was named after a previously existing character. I think they even stem from that same design. His name's Kyle Rayner, and I don't know, that guy just really sucked this year.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Leave Kyle alone.
I mean, I like the old Kyle Rayner, but this new Kyle Rayner guy is just lame.
Better they'd have killed him, honestly.
You could have made a good case for Kyle having the worst year.
You definitely could have done anything in his career.
It's not that hard to make a good case for Kyle having the worst year. He was
literally who had the worst year in Green Lantern history.
In their career?
I feel like
John. John definitely had the worst year.
No, John at least got to be a statesman and shit. Like,
he crippled himself out of depression.
My baby sister died.
John Stewart has actually accidentally killed more people than he saved. Yeah, that's true.
I feel like Peter Tomasi was like, you know, Jeff Johns told Tomasi, like, hey, do this stuff with Kyle, it's too over. And Tomasi's like, no, I want to write Kyle how I want to write him. And then Bedard comes on, and Jeff Johns, like, can just tell him what to do. Because he's not...
I can't even blame Johns. Tomasi, Bedard should be a human being about it and not, like, a scumbag, whatever he's been doing this last year. Like, picking on poor Kyle.
I feel like they gave Bedard a bunch of notes on Kyle, and all those notes are written by Jeff Johns. Anyways, that's my.
Anybody else mention their worst new Green Lantern? Brandon, worst new Green Lantern?
I don't know. I guess one of the guys that Killer cried over.
This was supposed to be fun. This is depressing.
I forget. On to something else that's not as sad.
Okay, worst cover.
Worst cover.
Worst cover.
This is kind of hard.
I have four.
Come on, worst cover.
Never mind.
I have four. I'm not sure which one I like the least. One of them is Green Lantern 56, which was Eric's best cover.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really didn't. I didn't get what it was trying to. Was that a metaphor for something? I have no clue. It's just how
you know what it is.
Mouth
is pretty
weird.
You know what it is? I think it's that your eyes are stupid.
Oh.
I also didn't like Green Lantern Corps 49, Revolt of the Alpha Lanterns, whatever, because there's just so much stupid crap going on. Just
is that the first issue?
Right.
I don't know. It's got like Kyle Rayner in a suit and
John with his special hat on, right?
Yeah, John with a special hat and the gun. and everybody's just flying out, and there's just a bunch of crap going on, and it's nothing. It's just
is pretty bad.
It's just
but at least Kyle looks cool.
Yeah, I mean they all look kind of cool individually, but it's just they stuck them all together, and it's just lame.
A bit chaotic.
Except for John.
John with a special hat.
That hat. I'm
sorry.
He's whipping it out there, too.
Aside from Carol and Chains, I did not like Green Lantern 57. It's just... Everybody is chained up for no... Nothing is... None of this stuff has any relevance to the plot, first of all.
Yeah, it's gross.
Look at the highlights.
It's gross and offensive.
Everybody's glowing.
Yeah, and it's stupid. Why are they glowing? They shouldn't be glowing.
It's dark.
What? No.
Dark.
That is dumb. You're stupid.
You're stupid. Don't you
are so dumb.
And my fourth one is Green Lantern Corps 51.
Gigantic is Cyber Superman.
It's the Lost Lantern Hanu one.
Lost Lantern Hanu! Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Sounds like a manga commercial or something.
Hanu! Hanu!
I agree with you, Han.
Shazam!
I think 57 is probably my worst of the year, because it's just offensive and gross, and Carolyn Chains is not a very good feature of Carolyn. It's just gross in general. But I think the worst covers for me are probably the two that just misled me the most, or the one that misled me the most was the one that was I guess 52, I believe it was, Green Lantern Corps,
yep,
and versus Gantt. And I was very excited about that fight, and that did not remotely happen. Anything even close to that happened in the issue. But my worst cover of the year, it's actually really a pretty decent piece of art. But, worst cover of the year by far was Green Lantern number 52. You were expecting
You got me.
Yeah, you were expecting someone else. Like, first off,
you got my worst cover of the year too.
First off, the proportions of Sinestro aren't very good, but besides even that, it is a pretty solid piece of art. Just that tagline alone is not only ignorant and stupid and corny, but it completely misleads what's going on, because in the very next month, not even 3 weeks after that, the person that he was mocking us for expecting to become a White Lantern became a White Lantern and saved the day. So I don't really know what
really makes him look like an ass.
Like assholes. Yeah, you're right.
You got me for the exact same reason alone. That was the reason I was picking Green Lantern 52 and that variant cover done by Shane Davis.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say, as an honorable mention, as another cover that I didn't like was the Carpe Diem issues, right? Issue number zero, the David Finch cover. That cover.
Is that the one with all the characters on it?
The one with nobody's everybody's hips and ankles.
That exact cover.
Yeah.
I hated that cover. I loved it. I know he understood it.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, David Finch is the artist of our generation. I believe that the greatest thing to ever happen to comics since Michael Turner.
I wish that my sperm looked like David Finch instead of regular sperm. So that way, whenever I masturbated thinking about David Finch, I could look at him as he smiles as he's going down the toilet. That's what I wish.
I think this episode is over.
No, there's one more. There's one more thing to say.
Best issue of the year?
LVP, worst creative person of the year.
David Finch. I mean,
David Finch by a long shot. Now, you know what?
Really? You gonna say the worst thing about Green Lantern this year was a Brightest Day cover artist?
The worst thing about comics this year, anything in comics, was David Finch's existence.
In all fairness, the worst thing about Green Lantern this year, and I think it has to be agreed, is Geoff Johns. And even if you liked Geoff Johns on Green Lantern, even if you're strong Green Lantern, the guy's creativity was nowhere this year, and a lot of just cross-promotion and promoting a movie that he had nothing creatively to do.
But he won a Spike TV Scream Award.
And a lot of that, yeah.
He can have a better next year.
And an anticlimactic ending to one of the biggest storylines that DC has put out in the last couple of years, Blackest Night. I don't think there's a single human being in the world who's actually satisfied with that ending. And now that it's been about a year since it happened, anybody who said they liked it is able to kind of look back and realize that they were foolish for saying that in the first place.
Oh, no, there's plenty of people who are still saying they liked it.
We got
the most hilarious tweet. I found it pretty funny.
About Blackest Night?
No. I think we said like Geoff Johns is nominated for you know whatever IGN award or whatever, and somebody goes, Geoff Johns deserves to win. If you don't believe me, go read Darkest Night. It's the best thing ever.
Darkest Night?
They said Darkest Night.
That's amazing. That just proves my point, I think, succinctly. I think as a matter of fact, instead erase everything I've just said and just replace it with that quote, and you know exactly why Geoff Johns is the worst writer of the year.
Yeah. I think everybody agrees. Does everybody agree?
Jeff, I want you on the show, man. Sorry.
Jeff, why don't you come on the show?
I do.
Our votes can be changed if you come on the show.
I really want to like what you're doing here, but you need to cut the shit out and focus, okay?
We're the real fans. We care about you enough to point out your flaws because we want you to do better.
Just shut up already and give it to Four Corner Alley. You know what I mean? Like, we're all waiting for you to just stop doing what you're doing. All
right, guys. So we didn't do a best issue of the year.
Best issue. Throw them out. Rapid succession. Go on.
Pass?
Brandon.
Yes.
Best issue.
Best issue?
Yeah, best issue.
I thought I did that already.
You did worse.
No, I did best issue.
The Carol Around the Circle issue.
It was the Carol Diner issue.
Oh, I didn't notice.
I didn't notice.
Sheldon.
Yo.
Best issue.
Why does everybody keep saying yes? Pay the fuck attention.
I was trying to have a conversation.
I was reading the most
homeless. I don't have a conversation by diverting the answer.
Hey, guys, hey, guys. Best issue. Colton, go.
I can't remember.
Eric, best issue.
GLC 46 or 47. Probably 46, because I don't like the splash page of guys saying you broke the bar.
I agree.
Wait, hold on. 46 was... Wasn't that when he got cured?
I think 46 was the aft issue after that. I think 45 is when he got cured.
I say Gleason's last issue. Frankie.
No, I think you're right. I think 47 was the one I'm thinking of.
Which was Gleason's last issue?
Whichever one was Gleason's last issue. I say that
second
one.
Left.
So yeah, 46, second. Black Dawn.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just...
What a dark way to end it.
Is that the consensus? Is our Green Lantern comic book of the year, Green Lantern Corps 46? Or 47?
I'm actually surprised we had such a consensus. I don't know if that's just because we have some powerful personalities like mine that are never incorrect on the podcast, but I'm...
Eric, you're never wrong!
I think it's because Brian has no clue, doesn't know what he's thinking.
You guys don't know what Kara Ferris really means to me.
I guess I don't.
I guess it's getting
creepy.
Run, he's a stalker.
Brandon just got the Predator entity.
Getting, you know.
Here's what it is. I think Brandon really sees himself inside of Carol Ferris, and not the kind of cool.
Brandon, I'm Chris Hansen.
Not the kind of.
She's legal. What the hell?
Yeah, she's not real.
Not the kind of what.
She's fictional, so it's illegal. But no, he's the kind of he sees himself inside of Carol Ferris, but not in the cool kind of double entendre way. He just legitimately wishes he could be a white woman with a pink bikini on the top, wearing a crown, flying across the ball in love with
Alex. Becoming the queen of the blue.
Becoming the queen of the Zamorano.
And I really wish some giant alien would penetrate me.
I think that's what your handle should be on the internet.
You head on the internet and I'll be queen of the Zamorans.
And on that note.
And on that note.
Looking forward to next year, guys, really quick.
Yeah, exactly. We're all looking forward to next year. Green Lantern, the movie's coming out. Of course, all of you, all of our dedicated fans are, of course, going to see it. Right?
I'm interested in the movie. I'm interested in seeing Owen in the movie. And I'm interested in War of the Green Lantern, so I'm a little less interested now that I know that John's going to put Kyle's in the suit.
I'm totally interested in seeing Kyle not getting his ass beat. And John Stewart next year. I better see some comeuppance here, as he was the last remaining Green Lantern of all time. Damn it.
Good luck for the rest of your life then, Frank. Because you're going to fail by the time.
Have fun with that, Frank.
And that's it for the last CoreCast of the year.
No one else is looking forward to it.
Nothing. Nobody looks forward to anything.
I'm looking forward to everything with cautious optimism.
What are you just eating a sandwich over there, Colton? Get involved, all right?
Well, okay, listen. Next year, Jeff John is still going to be on the book. So I'm looking forward to 2013 when Jeff Johns finally decides that maybe he can let somebody else write an issue, and then 2015 when he finally leaves the book.
Maybe Green Lantern the movie will tank and burn, and then the one good thing we'll get out of it, we'll still have our movie, the one thing we'll get out of it is Jeff Johns will not be in charge of the next movie.
Or maybe better yet, it'll actually be an awesome movie in some weird way, and it'll be all like, yeah, let's see another one.
If that movie's awesome... I'm going to be optimistic and say it's going to be awesome.
My hope is infectious.
Also, I'm looking forward to...
It's going to be awful.
I'm looking forward to Blake Lively and...
Yeah, that robot is hot.
And what Jeff Johns has planned for Carol Ferris and the next...
Yeah, just Blake Lively.
Wow, you have the ability to overcome great fear. Yeah, I love that.
I'm looking forward to Brett Booth on JLA.
Me too.
I'm optimistic that he'll do a good job. Adequate.
I am going to miss Mark Bagley, unfortunately.
Because your eyes are dumb.
Oh, using a joke Eric made.
Why did I write that down and give that to you? Because I knew you would use that against me.
Okay. I think that's just
close my spell book the next time we have a conversation about it.
guys, it's been fun for the year of 2010. Can't wait to start making brand new episodes for you this coming 2011. Hope you're still listening. Hope you're still having fun with us. And of course, it's also the laughs and the giggles. We love Green Lantern, love Green Lantern Core. Can't wait to see, read more, and seeing what new horizons the Emerald Warrior will have.
And we're all excited about how the way Green Lantern Corecast is going to expand its product line this year, right, guys? We're all going to be...
That's right. We're going to have regular Green Lantern cast. We're going to have Green Lantern Corecast Emerald Warriors. And, of course, Brightest Green Lantern. Brightest cast? I don't know.
You have Brightest Lantern cast.
Lantern cast.
And don't forget my joint venture with Andrew and Eric on the New Gods. That'll be awesome.
And then we're gonna sell Batman hats, and we're gonna have get back to a rating system where we're gonna rate things by how terrible they are, by how many man bats they are. It's gonna be amazing.
Stay tuned, guys. All the stages and more coming in 2011. Also, be sure to check us out online at www.thegreenlanterncore.com. You can also email us at contact@thegreenlanterncore.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to check us out next time.
Be sure to check out Kirby Crackle, the performance of our opening thing, Room Capacity, at www.kirbycracklemusic.com. Also, check out the Roy Clark Method, performance of our ending theme, Sector 2814, at www.freewebs.com/Roy Clark Method.
Can do anything. Sometimes it speaks to me. It says, how? What have you done with your life? People around you keep dying. Use your will to right the wrong. And don't make us wait for too long.
You're listening to the Green Lantern Corecast with Eric, who feels pretty good to be this guy, and Colton, who's like a tomato, but white and greasy. And then there's Kuon, who's like a little tiny baby man, big tiny baby man, kind of shiny baby man. Brandon thinks he's Blake Lively. Frankie knows he's Blake Lively. Andrew is dirty. And Karen's not reading the issues this week. Corecast.
I love it. I like that I had the longest lyric.
Because I thought you were shiny,
tiny baby man, big tiny baby man.
I like that my lyric revolves around that. Apparently, I'm a greasy fat white guy.
I like that's like the most accurate description.
I was going to say how specific Colton says.
Did anybody ever read Blue Beetle?
I did.
Sometimes, kind of. I read the Spanish issue.
I read the first one.
I got extra credit in Spanish class for being that in class.
I wrote a paper on Grant Morrison before and got a B. I was highly upset.
I got an A on the papers I wrote about comics when I was in school.
I got an A for writing a paper on the New Gods.
No offense.
Oh, really? Oh, I really like him. He's like a doddering old man in a young guy's body.
I think he's trying to do that, but I think he keeps looking at the camera, one. And two, he's just basically doing David Tennant, but like kind of slower.
Are we talking about Ice Cube? Are we talking about Doctor Who?
Yes, sure.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Losers. I've never seen an episode of that series.
Like, I don't know, Friday Night Lights or something.
We should have Gossip Girl, guys. Gossip Girl.
Exactly.
You're like a woman born in a woman's body, West.
I'm sorry. I just love that when West thinks he's dropped off, he becomes the gay guy from Family Guy.
Oh no!
Wait. Tomar 2.
It's his son or something.
That's not the Sinestro Corps member.
No, right? That's Zood RZ. That's Romot Rue. What the hell are you talking about?
Zood RZ or something like that.
It's Romot Rue.
Yeah, Romot Rue, you're right.
That's lazy.
Are they related?
Really lazy. No, I don't know.
it's his mirror copy.
Tomar 2 is, I think, Tomar Rue's nephew?
It's his clue to his Jeff Bridges.
I love you, Kevin Flynn. Never All right, mind. Bye, Karen.
I'm out of here, guys.
Bye, Karen.
Go watch Gossip Girl.
Colin's penis is blind.